This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before Victoria had come on, I had a listener call in and didn't want to wait on hold because she knew it was coming, the interview. But she had a question. She has a few nut trees, and the nuts are falling. The squirrels are digging them up everywhere. Well, I wanted to recommend a product out there called Rat Magic. I know, it sounds like you're trying to repel rats, but they actually will get the rodents, size, you know, squirrels, chipmunks, those types of things as a repellent. So, comes in a granular form or in scent packs, so you can place that down, in the areas of the nut trees to try to repel them. It is actually, it's a combination of essential oils, so it's people and pet safe. So not something you're going to have to worry about for yourself. But I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, it's Rat Magic, and it will repel not only rats, but it'll do squirrels, chipmunks, and small, rodents like that. Now I know we have a full block of lines, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Cape Cod.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, it seems like you were on rhododendron day, and I have a question.
No problem. How can we help?
My rhododendron has a recalcitrant bough that goes way out at the bottom. I thought of layering that to see if I could make a tree grow up there. Like, I got some black gold, and I was going to pour it over part of it, but do I need to make a graft or what?
Now, you're looking... You're looking to add something to it?
Is that... Start a new tree, like.
Okay. On an existing already.
Correct.
Yeah, so it would have to be grafted. And, you know, there's multiple ways to do it. There's, cutting into some of the each side so that they can basically connect to each other, making one side almost at a point, take the other side going the opposite, and cutting fresh bark on either to connect them, then using some grafting wax or grafting tape to hold them into each other.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to need to be, you know, fresh wounds on it. It can't be something that's old. You need to get some living tissue on both of them.
What if I did them singly? Because they are kind of apart.
Okay. I mean, so when you say singly, you would be having like
I've got
cuttings
ways
from it?
No, I just thought I could throw soil over it that would develop some roots.
Well, so sometimes that's a layering type of...
Yes.
It's a layering type that you can produce on certain plants. As long as, you know, if they're going towards the ground already, you can cover over an area. It takes some time. You know, you could add that black gold, like you had said, add some topsoil or some loam, mix it together with the existing, place it over so it will hold it down into the soil.
Correct.
Then it can start to develop roots there to get a
okay.
second plant. Eventually, you'll have to cut off that branch that you've
right.
that's attached to the original tree.
Yep.
From the side there. So it is definitely something you can do. You might want to try it with a couple, but it's a layering process that has been done for years upon years. So that's a way to do it.
I don't need to make a cut.
On that one, you wouldn't need to until the plant has developed roots and is starting to establish itself. The cut would be just to cut it from the main tree itself.
That sounds like the easiest.
It can be, especially if something's really close to the ground and it's nice and easy.
It is.
Some people will put something heavy on top of the soil just to help hold it down if it's a very windy area, like a rock or a brick or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. Just to hold it down while it gets itself established. That's kind of what I would do.
How long should that take?
It can take anywhere between like 4 or 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. It can take some more time than that, but 4 to 6 weeks would be like the earliest, I would think.
Good. Okay. I think that's what I'll do.
All righty.
I'm getting old. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Maria is in Falmouth.
Maria, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for calling my call. I'm doing well, thank you. I have a couple of questions. I have a shrub they call Mac White. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right or not. It's a lot of green foliage with white single flowers on it.
Could you repeat what you had said it was?
Mac White.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not sure, but that's, somebody told me that's what it was. Anyways, I have that, and I have a Weigelia plant, a really good-sized plant, and I want to move it because it's close to my driveway.
Okay.
And do you think this will be appropriate time to do it?
So you could move the Weigelia now.
Okay.
What I'd like to see you do is make sure the plant is nice and wet and soak it overnight.
Okay.
If it's not, and then the next day dig it up, get as big of a root ball as you can.
Okay.
So that you're getting as much roots as possible to help with that transplant shock. From there, I would use like a Biotone Starter Plus. That helps reduce transplant shock. It is a fertilizer at the same time. And then, Protolizer from Natural Alternatives is a great one to help with that.
Okay, great.
Now, as far as the other flower, what were you looking to do with that one?
I want to move it because it's an area where I have, like, roses, and it's getting pretty big. And before, it's probably about maybe, I would say, 5.5 feet now tall. And I don't know how tall it's getting, to be honest with you. And I want to move it out of there because I don't want to take all my area or my roses and my tulips and other small plants.
Now, is it blooming, or when does it bloom normally for you?
I would say late spring, very late. I haven't seen anything yet, maybe early summer.
Okay. Well, so you could move it now if you wanted to. And just realize some of the flowers, it might not be as prominent as it has in the past.
Okay.
But it's going to be out of the way you're looking for. I would follow the same procedure. Get it nice and wet, soaked, and then move it using that Biotone Starter, the Protolizer as well. One other thing that, you should look to do is adding some nice compost to the new hole. Mix it in with the existing soil. Don't just put it as compost around it. Mix it with that existing soil so the roots want to venture out and move around.
Yeah. I have another question.
Sure. Sure.
I love the Miracle-Gro pea moss. And I cannot find it. Never mind, now we have the virus, unfortunately, going on. and I'm praying for the whole world to be safe. But even before that, last year and the year before, I lived in Falmouth on Cape Cod, and it's very hard to find anything. Walmart brought them about maybe 3-4 years ago, and it's the best pea moss I ever had. And I put around my shrubs and my flowers, includes my garden.
Yeah.
And now, I cannot find it anywhere.
So I think they might have no longer really carry that product. They kind of pared down a lot of their products in the past number of years. But if you're looking for peat moss, a lot of the peat moss comes from the same areas out of Canada. So any of the peat mosses that you have might work well, but what I'd almost look at doing is adding a little bit of compost with it. Mixture of the peat moss and compost to move around your beds in those areas to kind of get that same effect. You can buy the larger bales of it, so it will go a longer way, and then mix it with bags of compost in the existing soil, and I think that really would be beneficial for you on the different areas that you're looking to, add organic matter to.
Wonderful. Also, I have a good-sized garden. It's 55 by 38 feet, and I have a terrible time with the woodchucks. They eat all my tomatoes, and I have a horrible, horrible time trying to eat some tomatoes out of all the work I do. Think if I get a pepper spray, hot pepper spray, and spray my tomatoes, that will go into the tomatoes?
It won't go into the tomatoes themselves. I'm running up against a break. If you hang tight, I'll give you more information on the other side.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Maria, and she was wondering about using the hot pepper wax on the tomatoes and the plants. Will they go inside the plant itself? Will it affect it? Because she has woodchucks everywhere. So the idea between the hot pepper wax is the outside of it will have that coating. The woodchuck will try to bite into it, and it will scare it away. Now, I would like to suggest a couple things you can do for that. There are some repellents out there. There's some Repelzol from Bonide, which are some great ones to use. It's liquid and granular form. There's also a home remedy one to do. Nice and easy. If you have a dog or a neighbor has a dog, where at the time they're starting to shed, get all the hair that you have, get it wet, put it in a Ziploc bag and poke a hole in it, and move it in a couple areas of the garden. The smell of a wet dog shows that there's a predator in the area for like a woodchuck or something small like that. It gives them that scent of, wait a minute, there's something here that I don't want to go near. And so that's just something to think about. The Repelzol can be on the outside of it and sprayed of the outside of the garden. If we do have a heavy rain or it gets a heavy watering in, you might have to reapply. So that would be something to look at doing. But the hot pepper wax is not going to absorb into the plant and make the tomatoes so you can't eat. You'd have to wash them after, you harvest. A lot of the products, it'll say right on it how many days up until harvest that you can use. So just take a look at it. Some of them also like egg solids or egg white solids, so they have a smell to them, but they might not be best to be spraying on the plant. You'd have to do as a repellent on the outside. So just take a look at the different products, but there are ways to do it. Okay, Maria?
Thank you so much. God bless you and keep safe, Patrick. We love you.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a question regarding starting seedlings.
Okay.
I got an indoor greenhouse set up here with grow lights and whatnot. Started some tomato seedlings in the expandable peat pots, and they came up quite well. They're about, you know, they're only about two and a half inches right now. But I noticed in the past week the lower leaves are beginning to dry out and wilt, and I got some drying out going on at the top leaves. And I'm wondering if the peat pots came along with a solution to put into the watering that I do. One of these, what is it, Dr. John Thompson Super Thrive fertilizer. And I added that to the water, and it seemed like about 3 or 4 days after I did that, I got this wilting. And I'm wondering if that's it, or is it that the roots from the peat pots themselves are coming out of the peat pots and need to be transplanted, or a combination of both?
Well, so did you say the roots are already starting to pop out of those peat pots?
They are.
Okay. Yep. So I think it's a combination of everything. It's pot-bound. It needs to get into a bigger pot. It doesn't need to go outside yet, too
right.
cold overnight.
Right.
And I think part of it has to do with it being pot-bound or having a root system that needs to have a bigger area to develop. Having those roots on the outside in the air themselves isn't always a good thing. They will dry out quicker. Because the roots are exposed. So I would definitely suggest repotting it into the next level. Some of the lower leaves that have completely wilted or maybe changed colors, you can peel those up, pick those off to help rejuvenate the plant and push some more growth. The Super Thrive is a great, you know, a good product to add to it, but I wouldn't add to it every time you water. Maybe once a month on that one. Because it's got some potency to it. So I think doing those things is really going to help it. Moving maybe the grow lights up a little bit so that it'll force them to grow taller as well might help you. But definitely repot it.
Okay,
bye. All right, Mike, have a great one.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials admitting that sloppy lab work at the Centers for Disease Control led to contaminated coronavirus tests that put the nation behind in the early days of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. now has the highest number of infections and deaths from COVID-19. But the focus lately is on where and when to reopen the economy and restore normal life. Yesterday, many in Florida flocked to beaches for the first time in weeks after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis let mayors reopen them as long as social distancing is observed. But in New York City, some want Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to shut down the subway for 2 weeks. Here's Queens Council Member Robert Holden.
So few people are taking the subway. Ridership's way down, 90% or more.
Transit officials say a shutdown would hamper essential workers and lead to even more deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Thomas is in Martha's Vineyard.
Thomas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Well, I don't know. I think I just have a sick plant that was born that way. A few years ago, a lady had a hydrangea, and the hydrangea wasn't doing very well for some reason, maybe. So she said, well, you can have it. And so I dug it up and planted it in my place. It must be about 14 years old. And so it's the same size. It just, every year, it's the same size. And last year, it didn't blossom. And then it just went right back to the ground to nothing. So I transplanted it again in a sunnier place. Your dad said, well, probably it's not getting enough light. So that's what I did. I put it in the backyard in a sunnier place. It's about 14 years old. It just doesn't do a thing. And I just wondered if you had any idea what's wrong, what I could do to make it grow.
So it's one that... Is it never flowered, or is it flowered normally? It's just that last year it didn't flower, so we put more into the sun.
Yeah, for its size, it never got over a foot and a half tall and wide. It just stays there. It did flower a little bit, you know, for that size, a couple blossoms.
Okay.
So, you know, it's about 14. Well, I've had it here for... 11 or 12 years, and
okay.
It just sits there and doesn't do anything.
Now, the flowers, what color were they when they flower?
Sort of a bluish-purple color.
Okay. I'm trying to think now, is this one where you've possibly, do you know that when you got it from the person, if it was one they had gotten, like, at an Easter plant?
don't
it's
know.
It's a while
don't
back. I get it. So some of the Easter flowering hydrangeas are forced in a greenhouse to do that and are meant really to do one and done. And then from there, they don't really produce as many flowers. They'll kind of stay the same, etc. So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it. That being said, what I'd like to see you do this year, because there's two things. One, it could be a dwarf, and that's just the size it gets to. They do have some small versions of it, but being 14 inches is a lot smaller than I would consider, the dwarf hydrangea. A lot of them are in the paniculata family, when the white color to the pinks or the like greenish color flowers. There's not a lot in the smaller. So what I'd like to see you do is I want you to hit it with a super phosphate, the heavy middle number, okay? Granular fertilizer, and mix it into the soil around it. They sell them in like 4-pound bags. You're not going to need a lot of it. But this is that heavy middle number helps with root development, and it helps from there with shoot development. So I'd like for you to add that to the soil and mix it around it and help develop those roots a little bit more. And I'm sure, like you said, it's been there 11 years, so it has a developed root system, etc. But this is going to give it a boost. I'd almost think about, at this point, possibly root pruning it, okay, to stimulate more root growth. Go out as wide, as wide as the plant is, maybe a little bit wider, and just take a shovel and dig almost a hole around the whole thing to disrupt some of that root development that's on the outside at this point.
Yeah.
To try and push its growth when you are to put on this superphosphate. From there, during the season, you can use a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Multiple times in like 6-week intervals to try and help push some all-purpose growth to it. I would also, have you pruned it at all, or it kind of doesn't need it because it's small?
Well, it doesn't need it, no.
Maybe so what I'd like to see you do is, as it starts to develop its leaves and produce for you, because most of the blue right now are all sticks, right?
Yes.
As it starts to develop the leaves and you've gotten past the stage where the sticks, aren't going to produce anything, that stage, that in between where you don't want to cut anything because it's a blue hydrangea. So the sticks, you need to keep until it's developed all its leaves. Once that process has happened, I want you to pinch back all around the outside of the plant. Just pinch back the leader that's at the top, about a half inch back, or just to the end of where the leaf junction starts, so it'll go back to the next level. And we're going to try to force it to produce more growth. By doing the pinching back on each of the stems all the way around, there's a hormone in there that's trying to become the new leader. Okay, and that hormone will push out. There was one hormone at the tip previously. You cut that off, and now there's two hormones that are trying to produce to become that next leader. So they'll push out the side there and try to get a little bit bigger. And I think over time, it'll make it a little bit thicker, etc. You don't want to cut back too far on it, because where, you cut back too far, there's nothing there. I mean, it's only 14 inches tall, so too far would be,
so
too much.
There's nothing there now. Nothing. Just little buds on the ground.
So once that starts to develop and get some height to it, I want you to pinch it back a bit on there. But I have a sneaky feeling that it might have been an Easter hydrangea that was forced to bloom, and that could be what has happened. It's just something that I it'll sporadically bloom here and there, but sometimes those Easter hydrangeas that, are in full color right now are the ones that don't reblossom or stay small in the garden.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. So they do something to, cultivate small ones.
They will, because, Easter time, having a blue hydrangea that early, and Easter's always, either end of March or middle, beginning of April, it's early. If you were to be outside with hydrangeas that are blue or purple or pink, even that you know, that lighter pink, they're not going to have anything to them. So they're forced to get that growth early. So they're inside and forced, and they're almost considered like an annual or like a houseplant type. Some will reblossom year after year, some won't. There's no really way of telling it. But I would almost feel like that's part of the reason why it's not pushing its growth for you. But if you try a couple things, use that super phosphate. When it gets to a certain size, pinch it back to try and push new growth on it. And using the 10-10-10 during the season, I think you might have a little bit more success to try and push the growth a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I took it out of the ground in the fall and put it in the pot, a large pot, trying to disturb, not to disturb roots. And it was in a pot, and it was growing in the pot. Fine. I called you about this last year, and it was shooting up some nice shoots. So then in the summer, I put it in the ground. I dug a hole in the ground and put the pot in the hole without taking the plant out, and just to get a tight fit for the size of the root ball in the pot. So by doing that, it would fit. So I took it out of the pot and put it in the hole that I made of the size of the pot. Well, before I did that, I put 10-10-10 all around it and underneath, but mostly on the sides. I packed 10-10-10 into the side of the walls of the hole, and then I covered the walls with dirt and plugged in the plant. And so it's been like that all winter.
Okay.
So it is 10-10-10 around there.
Well, so the 10-10-10 would be something you need to mix in year after year.
Sure.
So it will break down over time, especially into the soil like that. So I'd like to see the super phosphate to try and push some root development a little bit more and some shoot development, and try to get it a little bit rejuvenated that way, and then during the season having a 10-10-10 a few times. They do have some liquid forms of it, but they also have granular form as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll do that. Yep. Thank you. That's great.
Good luck, Thomas.
Very nice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we're going to, you know, start wrapping some things up here. But, you know, there's a lot going on out there, so we want to get out into the yard and get some things done. You'll probably start to notice your lawn maybe a different way than you have in the past, whereas years prior you just haven't had a lot of time at home. You might be getting home late and you're not paying attention to the lawn, or you're paying attention to it just enough to mow it and keep it going. So, you know, things are starting to look at that. And one thing I highly recommend for your lawns out there, get that soil test done now, if you can, to figure everything out and so you can be more successful. So I have a couple calls left. I want to get right to them. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Pituit.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I just have a couple of questions that you mentioned. Bloom Boost.
Yep.
And soil moist.
Yep.
And fertilizer. And when would I apply that to my hydrangeas, my roses, that sort of thing?
Okay. So the soil moist can be mixed into the soil for during the season to help reduce some of the watering that you do throughout the year. You don't want to use too much of it because you don't want it to create like volcanoes in the ground. It's like little gelatin that holds the water and will slowly break down. Now, the the bloom booster for anything that's flowering, one of the things that I highly suggest is to use it when it's flowering or when it just starts to flower. You start to see buds on a plant, like your hydrangea, the buds are forming, or the roses, the buds are forming. That's when you want to use the bloom booster. They have it in like a 10-20-10 or something that has that high middle number as well. To help to push those blossoms. If you push the blossoms too early, if you push the phosphorus, that heavy middle number, early, it's pushing shoots out and more green to it. So when it starts to flower, that's when you would push that on there. The protolyzer, you can do multiple times a year, multiple times a season, really. You can probably do it about once a month. During the growing season, again, it's like it's not a fertilizer. It's like vitamins, and it's an additive for the fertilizer to help it make it stronger and better. So that's how I would do them. Does that make sense to you, Julie?
It does. I have one more question.
Okay.
I'm going to break.
But hang tight with me on the other side. I'll answer that question for you, and we can help you out. We're going to be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, and Julie is still with us. I know you had another question, Julie, so why don't we see if we can help you.
Well, we talked about fertilizer, and I'm wondering when I would apply that to my roses and hydrangeas.
So they're starting to grow and be active now, so you could start now with that. You could definitely start now and do it on a monthly basis.
Okay. And
if you start to notice a decline in either one of them or any issues, then you can do it every 2 weeks.
Well, I've already put down Hollytone about, 3 weeks ago.
Yep, that's perfectly all right to add this, as this is an additive to that.
Okay, and how about the soil moist goes in June?
You could do that, end of May, depending upon, take a look at the weather, and if it's starting to warm up and stay very warm, that's when I would use it.
Okay, and I have a problem with brown spots on my hydrangea, and I spoke with you last year about it. I'm wondering if I can prevent it this year by using something, spray or something to put on there.
So with the hydrangeas and having that brown spot, you could use some copper fungicide as a preventative. The other thing I'd look to do is maybe thin out a little bit of the leaves and the lower parts so that when it does rain or when you water, it doesn't sit on the leaves and create those brown spots. When the sun hits, it warms up, etc., or if it just stays too damp. So thinning out a few of the leaves on the inside will definitely help with that.
Okay. And the insecticide you mentioned for roses,
Fibonacci. What was the name of that?
It's a Rose RX. So it's a there's a systemic drench that they have that you can use for that.
Okay. And my last question is the preen. Can I use that in the with the hydrangeas and roses in my garden?
Yep, you can put that down now. It's not going to affect those.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right. I know. We got one more, Nathan. So let's get that in there. Who's up next?
Tom's in Brooklyn.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
My question is about my lawn.
Okay.
I have a house in Orleans.
Yep.
And normally I would be doing a spring seeding.
Yep.
But I can't do that now because I can't get up there safely. So my question is there anything I can do once I can get up there safely that I can kind of get back into the routine of trying to get a decent lawn for the summer?
Well, yeah. So what I'd like to see you do is a couple things, because it seems like you said that you're spring reseeding. If you're reseeding all the time, there's something deeper going on. So when you get there, whenever you can get there, I want you to do a soil test for the lawn.
Okay.
To see what's going on in there. Maybe it has something to do with the pH. Maybe it has something to do with a few other things. Because you shouldn't have to put seed down every year. The idea is once you've got it established, the fertilizer that you can put down will help it through. So I think something else is going on there. So when you get there, I'd love for you to get a soil sample done.
Okay.
Natural Alternative does a soil test. What they do is you'll take soil out of the ground and the four corners of an area and the center of that area. And at the bottom of the shovel, once you've dug into the ground, that's the soil you want to mix together. You want to mix together about a pound of it. You send it back. They send it to a lab, analyze it, and tell you what's going on there. From there, they tell you what fertilizers you should do and what else you can do. But I think that's going to be step one. And from there, adding certain things to the soil is going to help allow the nutrients to stick around a little bit more and establish your lawn. So all you would really have to do is fertilize long term.
Gotcha. You know, I do have areas with moss.
So you probably have a low pH, so it's probably acidic. So you're going to have to add some lime to those areas. You're going to have to get rid of the moss by using a moss killer and spraying that, you know, putting the lime on there multiple times during the year to help really bring that acidity up. And that's probably part of the reason why it hasn't been successful and why you keep having to do it.
Gotcha.
All right, Tom, thank you so much and good luck.
Yeah,
hope you can get out there soon.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's the show, guys. We're going to wrap it up. As always, be good to each other. Get out there. Plant something. It's a beautiful day. Take care of each other. Look in on your neighbors. No, don't go in there and say hi. Maybe give them a call. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.